Have you ever said something like, I agree with this idea, and then wondered whether it should actually be agree to, agree on, or agree about? Prepositions are one of the trickiest parts of English because a small change can completely change the meaning of a sentence, and agree is a perfect example. Hi, it's Mark from BritCent. Today we're going to look at the most common combinations: agree with, disagree with, agree on, agree about, agree to. Let's get started. First, let's look at agree with. This is probably the most common one. We use agree with when we share the same opinion as a person, idea, or statement. For example, I agree with Sarah. I agree with what you said. I agree with your proposal. The basic meaning is, I think the same thing. For example, I think we should work from home more often. Yes, I agree with you. A quick tip, if you can replace it with, I think you're right, then agree with is often the correct choice. But if we think something or someone is wrong, we can also use disagree with. For example, I disagree with that decision. She disagrees with her manager. We're still talking about opinions, views, or people. Let's move on to agree on. We use agree on when people reach a decision about a specific thing. For example, we finally agreed on a date for the meeting. They agreed on a price. The team agreed on the final decision. Notice the focus here. We're not talking about opinions anymore. We're talking about reaching a decision. Imagine planning a holiday with friends. First, everyone has different ideas. Eventually, you agree on a destination. That's the key idea. Agree on equals reach a decision. Now let's look at agree about. This one is very similar to agree with, which is why learners often mix them up. We use agree about when two or more people have the same opinion regarding a topic. For example, we agree about the importance of training. They agree about the problem. The topic follows about. Compare these. I agree with Sarah. Here, Sarah is the person. I agree about the budget. Here, the budget is the topic. In everyday conversation, native speakers often use agree with more frequently than agree about, but both are useful to know. Now, agree to. This one is completely different. We use agree to when we accept a suggestion, request, offer, or plan. For example, she agreed to the proposal. The client agreed to our terms. He agreed to work late. Notice the idea of acceptance. Someone asks, someone proposes, someone requests, and another person says yes. That's agree to. Here's a useful comparison. I agree with your idea equals I think it's a good idea. I agree to your idea. This sounds unusual because we're not normally accepting an idea itself. Instead, we'd usually say, I agree to your proposal, or I agree to your request. Let's compare a few examples. I agree with John equals John's opinion matches mine. We agreed on a solution equals we reached a decision together. We agree about the problem equals we share the same opinion about it. The manager agreed to the change equals the manager accepted it. The same verb, different prepositions, different meanings. All right, let's do a quick mini quiz. Question one, I completely agree, you. What's the answer? With, I completely agree with you. Question two, the committee agreed, the final budget after several meetings. On, the committee agreed on the final budget. Question three, the company agreed, the new contract. Answer? Two, the company agreed to the new contract. Question four, my colleague and I agree, the importance of clear communication. Answer? About. My colleague and I agree about the importance of clear communication. How did you do? If you got all four correct, excellent. If not, don't worry. These prepositions take time, and the best way to learn them is through lots of exposure and practice. So let's quickly recap. Use agree with for people, opinions, ideas, and statements. I agree with you. Use agree on when people reach a decision. We agreed on a plan. Use agree about when people share the same opinion about a topic. We agree about the issue. And use agree to when you accept a request, proposal, offer, or arrangement. They agreed to the changes. If you remember those four patterns, you'll avoid one of the most common preposition mistakes in English. And if this video was helpful, hit like and subscribe for more practical British English lessons. Bye.